Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 175, The Father Himself. For the Father Himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. John 16:27. Sit with that for just a moment. The Father Himself. Jesus is not describing a God who manages your care from a safe distance. He is not saying the Father puts up with you, endures you, watches you from across the room with his arms folded. He is saying something far more personal, far more close, far more direct than any of that. The Father Himself, in person, with his own hands, loves you. And I know that some of us have carried a picture of God that looks nothing like this. A God who is hard to please. A face that is tight, always waiting for the next mistake. A father who maybe cares but needs to be coaxed into drawing near. Jesus dismantles that picture right here. In one breath, He turns it all the way over. You do not need to persuade Jesus to soften the Father's heart. You do not need a go-between, a mediator, a middleman, for the Father's love to reach you. This love does not arrive by proxy, my friend. It comes straight from the source, direct to you. No detour, no filter, no distance between. And why? Why does the Father Himself love you this way?
Because you love the Son. Because your heart turned toward Jesus. Because in the middle of everything life has handed you, you chose to believe that He came from God. And that choice, that faith, that heart pointed in the right direction. All of heaven saw it. The Father saw it. And a love that existed before you ever drew your first breath poured itself out on you in a way that is personal, intimate, and real. Think about that. Your affection for Jesus does not go unnoticed up there. It does not get lost in the noise of the universe. The Father sees you, and the face He has turned toward you, it is not a judge holding a ledger. It is tenderness. It is a Father who left a light burning, waiting for you to come home. We close this week like that, not as people who barely made it through, but as people walking back through the door, and the house is lit, because this love does not flicker with how your day went. It does not go out when you stumble. It does not dim when you are weak. It stays, always on. That is what Jesus wants you to know today, not tomorrow. Today, right now. And so the call for today is simple, but it asks something real of you, quietly, wherever you are right now, in your car, at your desk, in your room. Speak to the Father. Tell Him, I receive you as my Father, not as a distant God, as the Father who truly loves me, in person, with no distance. And thank Him. Thank Him for a love that needed no middleman to reach you. That is the act for today. Small on the outside, enormous on the inside. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.